Good morning, Partnership. Can you all hear me? And a very warm welcome to you all, including those listening at home. This is our Partnership Confirmation Service, in which all candidates from the four churches in the Partnership are confirmed into the Anglican, Methodist and United Reformed Churches. I think we are unique in this country in being able to do this, and for me, this is one of the many blessings of this partnership. And I would now like to remind you there is a council meeting tomorrow night at Christ Church, starting at 7:30, and refreshments will be served from 7 p.m. There will be tea, coffee and cake after this morning's service, so do please come and join us for further fellowship and to meet the new members and their families. The offering will be taken during the hymn, O Jesus, I Have Promised. The service is being led by Robert, Rach and Bishop Neil, and Michael is playing the organ. Our readers this morning are Wally Knight, Kwame and Ali Statton. And the prayers for intercession are by John Blakesley. I need to formally announce that four people have agreed to stand for election at an Emmanuel with Highworth as an elder. They are Vivian Blakesley, Michael Dismore, Maria Kawonga, and Don MacArthur. Please remember them in your prayers. This election will take place next Sunday after the morning service. There's some notices I'd like to draw your attention to. On Tuesday afternoon, we have our monthly tea and chat at Emmanuel at 2:30. Everyone is welcome. And I've also been asked to advertise the tea service at Emmanuel, which is at 4 p.m. on Sunday the 25th of May. Bath Road would like us to advertise the Christian Aid Come to the Cabaret concert this Friday at Bath Road, starting at 7:30 p.m. Noel, who is on the sound system, has tickets, but you can also get them at the door. This afternoon at Christ Church, there's a 2 p.m. open service, air service, and the Wessex Choir will be singing at 6 p.m. I also just wanted to share with you some news on last year's partnership project. Yesterday, I was at the Elim Christian Centre for the induction of a new street pastor. This is the sixth since we've started raising money for them. I was talking to the wife of the new pastor, and it turned out that her mother worshipped here at Emmanuel until she died many years ago. I think her name was Beryl Eilott or Brenda Eilott. What a small world. The theme of the service was about being a light to the world and not hiding it under the table, which I think is very apt in these troubled times. I will now light the Christ and the Peace candle, and we'll have a moment of quietness to prepare for our thoughts for worship.
Good morning. I do hope you all have a copy of the order of service. Everything you need is there. And just to be very clear for everybody, the lettering in bold is what we would invite you to respond to all together in a loud voice so that the roof can be raised slightly as we gradually proceed in the service. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. This is the partnership verse for this year. And our partnership prayer, let us say together, Loving God, we are one in Jesus Christ,
Help us to live out this unity in our partnership through mission, so that those around us may return to Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. In his name we pray. Amen.
And let us now join together in singing the hymn as printed, "Now Thank We All Our God."
Sisters and brothers, by grace, through the sign and seal of baptism, and in the power of the Holy Spirit, we become God's people, the Church. In confirmation, we are strengthened by the Holy Spirit, that we may remain in Christ forever as his faithful servants and witnesses. I'll leave a moment's quiet for our own prayers and positive thoughts for the candidates being confirmed today, and then I will say the prayer, Living God. Let us pray. Living God, may all who are baptized into Christ be sustained by the Holy Spirit, that through lives of faith and love, your grace may be known and your name honoured, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We hear our first reading.
Sorry about that, and welcome to all of you. It's so lovely to see so many of you here today. The reading is Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Sorry about that. Probably was so much in a hurry to read. I remember when I was being christened, when my sister sat there, and we did christening in Ghana, and that was the way we were all dressed up. So, you know, dressed up like you're actually going for a wedding, all white, and it's a big celebration. So I thought I'd do the same for these kids as well. Our second reading is Acts 9, 36 to 43. Now in Joppa, there was a disciple whose name was Tabitha, which in Greek is Dorcas. She was devoted to good works and acts of charity. At that time, she became ill and died. When they had washed her, they laid her in a room upstairs. Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples who heard that Peter was there sent two men to him with the request, "Please come to us without delay." So Peter got up and went with them. And when he arrived, they took him to the room upstairs. All the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing tunics and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was with them. Peter put all of them outside, and then he knelt down and prayed. He turned to the body and said, "Tabitha, get up." Then she opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand and helped her up. Then calling the saints and widows, he showed her to be alive. This became known throughout Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. Meanwhile, he stayed in Joppa for some time with a certain Simon, a tanner. It's the word of God.
A reading from the Gospel according to John. Hear the Gospel of Christ.
Glory to Christ, our Savior.
At that time, the festival of dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple, in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe, because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one. This is the Gospel of Christ.
Praise Christ our Lord.
Information. People are committing to love God and to love others, and the whole church promises to join in, to support them in that. Today we see that happening. Here are eight confirmants, candidates, are committing to God, taking the next step after their baptism to reaffirm and rededicate their life to God, to respond to God's call for them. Now, God calls us to do many different things. God calls us both collectively and individually. God calls us to be a church, but also God calls us to be ourselves. Our Bible readings today remind us that God calls us by name. Jesus is the Good Shepherd who knows us by name. Later in our service, myself and Bishop Neil will call each of our eight candidates by name, and I have done a lot of work this week practicing and making sure I'm going to get them right and say the right ones. Thankfully, there are hopefully bits of paper that have got the names on, so we're going to get the right name for the right person as well, which is also important. Part of that is because the bishop and I are not God. I'm hoping the bishop agrees that the bishop is not God and I'm not God.
I agree.
I agree. Robert's there, yeah. But God knows us by name for who we are. We sometimes forget names, but God never does. God knows us much deeper than just what we're called, but for who we are in our very being. Now, I've always found names fascinating. So much so that once, when I was asked what I wanted for a present, I asked for a baby name book, this baby name book. And it's been used in many a service and many a youth session, and I find it fascinating to know the stories behind our names, if the meaning of them is actually what our parents were thinking, or whoever it was who named us were thinking. I bet you know something about the story behind your name, maybe, what it means, why it was chosen, why you use a slightly different version of it yourself, how important it is when we get names right. If family call you something different to what those around you call you, if you have a work name or something else. I have a friend who has a double-barreled first name, and when she would arrive in a place as a young child, her mum would say, "What do you want to be called here?" Because she had the option. She could go by the first part of her first name, or the second part of her first name, or both parts. It almost sounded like her mum didn't know who she was, but it was interesting to see who she wanted to be in those different places. It meant that she went by the first part of her name at school and the second part of her name at church. And then in her teenage years, she decided she wanted to just go by the first part of her name. And those of us who had known her by the second part of her name got a little bit confused for a short amount of time, but then we got the hang of it. And now, if anyone calls her the second part of her name, we all get confused and don't know who we're talking about. We have a God who calls us by our name, who knows us for who we are. Therefore, one of the things I find interesting in the story we heard from Acts, the middle passage, is that we know both the Greek and Aramaic name for our main character, Dorcas or Tabitha. Both mean gazelle. It's that confusing thing that the New Testament was written in one language, but the stories and the conversations in it happened in a completely different language, and that's why you get that translation. That's why in a lot of the things that Jesus says, they give it us in a different language, because they translate the Greek into English, but they don't translate the Aramaic. Anyway, back to Tabitha / Dorcas. And now I did have a look whether Dorcas and Dorcan, as the church that one of our candidates today is from, had any connection. Dorcan, as an area, was named after the river, I think. So probably nothing to do with a gazelle. But I did check. Me and Lucy were having a conversation the other day about, I wonder if this connects. Anyway, we know that she is important because she is named. There are many women in our Bible who do not get their name. There are some men, too, who don't get named or just get named by who they are or what's going on. But we know that Tabitha, Dorcas, is important because we know who she is, not just because she's someone's wife or someone's daughter. This story, though, has echoes with the one of Jairus' daughter, whose name we never learn. But is called back to life by Jesus, who calls her little girl, a really dear, caring, almost daughter kind of word for what is used for her. There are a number of miracles in the Bible, unsurprisingly. I wonder if you've got a favourite miracle, whether it is the ones of people being raised back to life. Maybe it's the walking on water, which when I was at King William Street earlier this week, a few of them kept telling me about Jesus walking on water and how exciting that was. Maybe it's a healing. Maybe it's one of the other incredible things that Jesus did. Maybe it's when he feeds people, when he encourages generosity. Here we see in the Acts passage and in lots of other parts of Acts, Peter is doing what Jesus had done. Peter is performing miracles because Jesus showed him how to. Here he is calling Tabitha back to life. Now this fits with the image of the Good Shepherd that we pick up in the other passages and it reminds us of in other parts of the Gospel. The good shepherd who knows his sheep by name, who knows when one is missing even though there are still 99 present, who leads her sheep to green grass and fresh water and guides them through the hard moments of life. When we walk in the shadow of the valley of death, we will fear no evil, for God, our good shepherd, is with us, guiding us and leading us, carrying us through the worst parts of life. In Acts, we see Peter doing as Jesus did, as we are called to. We are known and called by the shepherd, and who knows us for who we are. And then we are invited to respond, just as our eight will do today. Just as we are all invited to do. And like Peter, we are called to be Christ-like. I was reminded this week when thinking over the service and spending time with some 8- and 9-year-olds in the school. I do what I do because of what Jesus has done for me. I was reminded of that wristband that I had as a teenager with those 4 letters on, WWJD, what would Jesus do? Our stories today help us to answer that question. Jesus, who would lay down his life for his sheep, who centres the ones that we often exclude, who changes life around, who calls us onwards in this life and the next, who walks beside us on the easy grass and the rocky valleys. The Gospel passage also reminds us that we need to recognise God's voice. One of my favourite hymns is, Lord, you sometimes speak in wonders, and each verse starts with a different way that God speaks to us. Lord, you sometimes speak in wonders. Lord, you sometimes speak in whispers. Lord, you sometimes speak in silence. Lord, you often speak in scripture. Lord, you always speak in Jesus. So how do we hear God? For we believe that God will call us as we are, for who we are, by our name, and sometimes really, really clearly. And other times we need to listen more carefully in the silence for the whisper. You on the front row, and you in the rest of the congregation, all of us are called by name, are known for who we are, and are loved for who we are. And are challenged to respond, to go beyond our comfort zone, to love others as we love ourselves. And that doesn't mean that life will be easy. But it does mean that life will be full. Today we come before the God who shows up for us. And sometimes we need to be held like a shepherd cradling a sheep, protecting it and carrying it home. Sometimes we just need to be held lovingly. And other times we are to go, trusting that Jesus will bring us back safely. And today of all days, we celebrate the shepherd who guides us and holds us and leads us and calls us. And we respond to that love, to be people of love, called by the God whose name is love. Amen. We're going to sing our next hymn together now, so I invite you to stand as you're able for "Will You Come and Follow Me, for I But Call Your Name."
Would the candidates please stand? In your confirmation, do you seek new faith and life in Christ? People of God, will you welcome these candidates and uphold them in their life in Christ?
We will, with the power of God.
In baptism, God calls us out of darkness into the marvelous light. In confirmation, the Spirit offers to strengthen you and invites you to respond. To follow Christ means dying to sin and rising to new life with Him. Therefore, I ask, do you repent of your sins?
I repent of my sins.
Do you turn to Christ? Sisters and brothers in Christ, let us affirm together with these who are being confirmed our common faith in Jesus Christ. Do you believe and trust in God the Father, source of all being and life, the one for whom we exist?
I believe and trust in God the Father.
Do you believe and trust in God the Son, who took our human nature, died for us and rose again? Do you believe and trust in God the Holy Spirit, who gives life to the people of God and makes Christ known in the world?
I believe and trust in God the Holy Spirit.
This is the faith of the Church.
This is our faith. We believe and
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who has made heaven and earth.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Now and forever. Amen.
Almighty and ever-living God, you have given these your servants new birth in baptism by water and the Spirit, and have forgiven them all their sins. Let your Holy Spirit rest upon them, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and inward strength, the Spirit of knowledge and true godliness, and let their delight be in the fear of the Lord.
Amen.
Eva, God has called you by name and made you his own.
Confirm, O Lord, your servant with your Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
You are sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Michelle, God has called you by name and made you his own.
Confirm, O Lord, your servant with your Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
You are sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well done.
Gabriel, God has called you by name and made you his own.
Confirm, O Lord, your servant with your Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. You are sealed with the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Janelle, God has called you by name and made you his own.
Confirm, O Lord, your servant with your Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
You are sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Abinay, God has called you by name and made you his own.
Confirm, O Lord, your servant with your Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You are sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Mihak. God has called you by name and made you his own.
Confirm, O Lord, your servant with your Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
You are sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Christopher, God has called you by name and made you his own.
Confirm, O Lord, your servant with your Holy Spirit. Amen.
You are sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Mick, you are... Mick, God has called you by name and made you his own.
Confirm, O Lord, your servant with your Holy Spirit. Amen.
You are sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
As Anne explained at the beginning of the service, what follows is very symbolic but very profound, and that is the welcoming to six of the candidates. Well, confirmed, sorry, that's the old-fashioned word I was using. To those six that have been confirmed from the partnership, you will be welcome to each of the churches of the partnership. To you that come from beyond the partnership but sharing our service today, we will extend the welcome hand of fellowship to your living your faith in the church where you are currently attending, together with the ministers that are supporting you here today. So we go up to them and welcome them to the church. I now invite you all to join in the prayer for those newly confirmed. Defend, O Lord, these your servants with your heavenly grace, that they may continue yours forever, and daily increase in them your Holy Spirit more and more until they come to your everlasting kingdom. Amen.
So I'd ask the candidates, if you're able, to stand. Mum's just going to keep nursing her young son there, which is beautiful. So candidates, I put to you, all who are baptised are called to worship and serve God. Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers? Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? Will you seek and serve Christ in all people, loving your neighbour as yourself?
In the name of Christ, will you pray for the world and its people, defend the weak, and seek justice and peace? May Christ dwell in your hearts through faith, that you may be rooted and grounded in love and bring forth the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Be thou my best thought in the day and the night, both waking and sleeping, thy presence my light. At this special ecumenical service, let us gather our thoughts in prayer as we bring before God our joys and concerns. For our church. Gracious God, we pray for our churches in the Old Town Partnership and our sister church at Highworth, for Bishop Neil and our ministers Robert, Simon, Rach, Lydia and Trudy. We thank you that we are free and able to share our service with visitors, confirmands and families. Heavenly Father, as these confirmation candidates embark on their journey of faith, we ask that you guide our steps also. May we too seek your wisdom and discernment in all we do, and may the Holy Spirit lead us in the path of righteousness. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
And for the world, Father, Lord, we have witnessed in the past week wonderful celebrations for VE Day, along with the great news from our sisters and brothers of the Roman Catholic Church of the election of Pope Leo XIV. May the reconciliatory words of King Charles and Pope Leo ring far and wide and sink into every heart throughout the world in order to bring peace and settlement in such turbulent times. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For health and sickness. Good Shepherd, within your embrace we find comfort and healing. We bring you our concerns and worries, and those who are weak or struggling with physical, mental, or spiritual health. You are the great healer, and we pray for healing of mind and body for those we now name in the silence of our hearts. And amongst others, we remember Alex, who was unable to join us for this confirmation today. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For those departed, Good Shepherd, you watch over us, leading us through the barren places to the place of your safety, that we might gladly lie down in peace. Be especially close to all those who, through the loss of a loved one, are now in a barren place. Give them comfort and reassurance to help them to remember that your Son, Jesus Christ, put an end to death by dying for us. And we have a moment to think of those we know. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
And finally, Heavenly Father, let us go forward this Christian Aid Week in remembering our faith and commitment as those who have been confirmed have shown this morning. Amen. Amen. And as our Saviour has taught us, so we pray together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but
to deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
God has made us one in Christ. He has set his seal upon us, and as a pledge of what is to come, has given the Spirit to dwell in our hearts. The peace of the Lord be always with you. We share, without too much spreading, for obvious reasons, peace with each other. And there will be, remember, time at coffee afterwards for those you would have liked to share peace with now, but thought it was more appropriate to leave for afterwards. I'm not limiting you, I'm just suggesting. May the Spirit guide you to share peace and receive peace. Peace be with you. We will be singing the next hymn, O Jesus, I Have Promised. During that time of the hymn, the offering will be taken. We share what we can, what we have been able to set apart, and we will dedicate it to God during the singing of the hymn. And when we sing the communion hymn, the elders that will be helping me distribute the communion, if you will come forward during that hymn. Just to warn you, it's a short hymn, so... But now, O Jesus, I have promised. Please be seated. With nature in its power and beauty, with rain and wind and sunshine, with the ancient rocks and the budding flowers, with believers and seekers the whole world wide, with people in every land and speakers of every language, with Jesus who promises his presence and the Spirit who showers her blessings, here let heaven and earth embrace. Not an easy peace, not a conditional peace, not a half-hearted peace, but the peace of Christ is with us now. We've shared the peace with each other already. We're not going to do that again. So double peace to you all in the love of God who calls us to share, not only in the joy of this day, which is a wonderful day. And I just want to say something that's not in the script. Usually it's the partnership. But today, the partnership is sharing with two other churches, not too far away from the partnership. And it's wonderful. It's beautiful because it reminds us that the family of God is much wider and much more extended than what our limited capacity sometimes realize. So grateful that we can share this today and praise God for his blessings. We now sing the communion hymn, Author of Life Divine. What would a service be without the choice of a hymn that not everybody knows? Isn't that wonderful? The table is set, and as you walked in, you saw the tablecloth, you saw it prepared. This table does not belong to any denomination, church, or community. It belongs to Jesus. It was at table that he met people, heard their stories and shared his story. It was at a table that he deepened his friendship with poor folk and prostitutes, the business class and the puzzled bystanders. It was at a table that he shared profound insights into who God is and what God wants. It was at table with bread and cup that he initiated the sacrament we now celebrate. So come to this table. Leave behind any baggage of arrogance or unworthiness. Do not think this is not for me. Think rather of Jesus saying, I am for you. And accept this invitation to be the friend he cherishes and longs to feed. Long before this building was erected, in open spaces and hard places, people heard of how on the night of his arrest and aware of what lay ahead of him, Jesus sat at supper with his friends. During the meal, Jesus took a piece of bread and blessed it and broke it and said to his disciples, "This is my body given for you." Later in the meal, Jesus took the cup, saying, "In this cup, there is the new relationship which God makes possible because of my death. Drink of it, all of you." He said he would not drink of the cup until he did so in the coming kingdom of God. So we take the bread and this cup, offering them to God for blessing, so that through them the goodness of God may bless, enrich, and enlighten us. Just so it all works well, the elders will distribute the bread to where you are sitting. Please keep the bread until all have received, and then we can all eat together. And after that, they will distribute the cup. Please hold the cup until all have received, so that we can all drink together. You have received the bread, and now we eat, and we eat in memory of him. share the cup. The cup of the new covenant, shed for many for the forgiveness of sins. Drink in memory of him. Let us pray. O brother Jesus, we have been guests at your table. Come with us wherever we go and be present in all we share. Summon out in us whom you have fed, generosity of spirit to ensure that all the hungry are nourished and earth's barren places are fertile with good faith, hope and love. Amen. And if you are able, can you please stand for the blessing?
Now go in peace to do what God wills. Follow where Christ calls. Pray for the gifts of the Spirit. And may the blessing of God, Creator, Parent, Redeemer, Sustainer, rest on and remain with you, now and always. Amen.
During the hymn, we will be giving each of the confirmed a candle. So I'll say the words now so that you can sing, and they will receive a candle. And after that, I will just say the last sentence, and we will process out candidates and the bishop, Rachel, and myself. There will be a photograph taken because the weather allows that, and we are grateful for that. And you may want to say hello to them or take your own family photographs. But remember, there's plenty of cake, plenty of tea or coffee, so you are welcome in the church hall, which is also ready to receive you. So I'll say the first part of this and then the final one after the hymn. We will say to you all, receive this light, for you belong to Christ, the light of the world.
Let your light shine before us, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven.
If you'd like to sit, except for those who have just been confirmed. Let us all go now in the light and peace of Christ.
Thanks be to God.
Come on.